Welcome to the Next Steps Bible Reading Podcast. We are in the Proverbs today, so if you find the Psalms in the middle of Scripture, turn to the right, you'll find Proverbs, and we'll be reading Proverbs 8 and 9, taking some devotional pauses, looking at application at the end, and closing in prayer. And I want to encourage you to do this right along with me, and then maybe taking some time at the end to consider God's Word for your life today. Father, thank you for your Word. Thank you for Proverbs and the wisdom that is there, Father, and that's what I seek today. Give me your wisdom. Help me to see life from your perspective. In Jesus' name, amen. Proverbs 8, wisdom's call. Does not wisdom call out? Does not understanding raise her voice? At the highest point along the way where the paths meet, she takes her stand. Beside the gate leading into the city, at the entrance, she cries aloud. To you, O people, I call out. I raise my voice to all mankind. You who are simple, gain prudence. You who are foolish, set your hearts on it. Listen, for I have trustworthy things to say. I open my lips to speak what is right. My mouth speaks what is true, for my lips detest wickedness. All the words of my mouth are just. None of them is crooked or perverse. To the discerning, all of them are right. They are upright to those who have found knowledge. Choose my instruction instead of silver, knowledge rather than choice gold. For wisdom is more precious than rubies, and nothing you desire can compare with her. I, wisdom, dwell together with prudence. I possess knowledge and discretion. To fear the Lord is to hate evil. I hate pride and arrogance, evil behavior and perverse speech. Counsel and sound judgment are mine. I have insight. I have power. By me kings reign and rulers issue decrees that are just. By me princes govern and nobles, all who rule on earth. I love those who love me, and those who seek me find me. With me are riches and honor, enduring wealth and prosperity. My fruit is better than fine gold. What I yield surpasses choice silver. I walk in the way of righteousness along the paths of justice, bestowing a rich inheritance on those who love me and making their treasuries full. The Lord brought me forth as the first of his works, before his deeds of old. I was formed long ages ago at the very beginning when the world came to be. When there were no watery depths, I was given birth. When there were no springs overflowing with water, before the mountains were settled in place, before the hills, I was given birth. Before he made the world or its fields or any of the dust of the earth. I was there when he set the heavens in place, when he marked out the horizon on the face of the deep, when he established the clouds above and fixed securely the fountains of the deep, when he gave the sea its boundary so the waters could not overstep his command, and when he marked out the foundations of the earth. Then I was constantly at his side. I was filled with delight day after day, rejoicing always in his presence, rejoicing in his whole world and delighting in mankind. Now then, my children, listen to me. Blessed are those who keep my ways. Listen to my instruction and be wise. Do not disregard it. Blessed are those who listen to me, watching daily at my doors, waiting at my doorway. For those who find me find life and receive favor from the Lord. But those who fail to find me harm themselves. All who hate me love death. That's the end of Proverbs 8. And this is one of those sections where you have wisdom personified. You have wisdom becoming like a person who is calling out and saying, listen to me, follow me, wait for me. I'm what you need every single day. God put me into place during his creation, before his creation. This is something he has given you to pay attention to. Because if you don't listen to me, then comes consequences and destruction. All right, chapter 9, Invitations of Wisdom and Folly. Wisdom has built her house. She has set up its seven pillars. She has prepared her meat and mixed her wine. She has also set her table. She has sent out her servants, and she calls from the highest point of the city, let all who are simple come to my house. To those who have no sense, she says, come, eat my food and drink the wine I have mixed. Leave your simple ways and you will live. Walk in the way of insight. Whoever corrects a mocker invites insults. Whoever rebukes the wicked incurs abuse. Do not rebuke mockers or they will hate you. Rebuke the wise and they will love you. Instruct the wise and they will be wiser still. Teach the righteous and they will add to their learning. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. For through wisdom your days will be many, and years will be added to your life. If you are wise, your wisdom will reward you. If you're a mocker, you alone will suffer. Folly is an unruly woman. She is simple and knows nothing. She sits at the door of her house on a seat at the highest point of the city, calling out to those who pass by, who go straight on their way. Let all who are simple come to my house. To those who have no sense, she says, stolen water is sweet. Food eaten in secret is delicious. But little do they know that the dead are there, that her guests are deep in the realm of the dead. All right, that's the end of Proverbs 9 and the end of our reading for today. So here you have again what happens if you choose to not follow wisdom, if you choose folly. If you choose wisdom, then that's the way that God has set before us. That's the path of blessing. Doesn't mean that there's not going to be any trouble. He talks about the fact that those who are wise will receive instruction, will listen, will grow. The fool, the mocker, they don't want wisdom. We certainly see that every day. But one of the key verses in Proverbs is here in Proverbs 9. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. My application for today is to focus on my fear of God. There's many other things we could fear today. We could fear health issues. We could fear social issues. We could fear financial ruin. We could fear losing our jobs. We could fear all kinds of things. But to fear the Lord, not the kind of fear that we have toward everything else, but the kind of fear that gives our attention to Him, that recognizes who God is, that wants nothing more than to lift Him up, to pursue Him, to follow Him, to love Him, to obey Him. That's where wisdom comes from. We're looking for wisdom in all other places, all the wrong places. Looking for love in all the wrong places. We look for wisdom in all the wrong places. And God is sitting there with all the wisdom saying, come to me and I will give it to you. So that's my application for today, to pursue God's wisdom and to not allow all the other distractions that are offering human wisdom to get me off track. Father, I want to thank you for being the one and only true God, the one constant in an ever-changing world. I want to thank you for having true wisdom when everyone else is offering human wisdom that's really just folly. Father, I trust you. I believe in you. I hope in you. I fear you alone and will walk with you today. Give me your wisdom, that I may honor you in my life. In Jesus' name, amen.